And there's a very interesting point about working with building architects and stuff, is they want everything to be square. It needs to fit on the grid. If it doesn't fit on the grid, there's something wrong. The key thing with a glass studio is it cannot be square. It has to have angled walls. So those two side walls angle in at around about 10 degrees, and that is enough to reflect the glass onto the front wall, to reflect the sound onto the front wall and into the back wall. And the back wall is completely absorbent. So all the absorption in that studio sits in that back wall. On the original design, it was a 17mm thick piece of glass, triple laminated, came from Italy, incredibly expensive and very, very heavy. And it was at the time what Andy recommended was the best solution in glass terms for what we were trying to do.